At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amson, and this is Reister or Wrong. First off, I want to thank Ralph for showing up for work today, buddy. I want to thank Ralph because it had to be a traumatic day for him. His Phoenix Suns lost by a billion points last night in game 7 of the most important game, maybe in franchise history, since the finals against, what, Michael Jordan? Since then. And they not only did they lose game 7, they got obliterated. I mean, just absolutely just a no-show. And what I said is the biggest no-show in NBA finals, I mean, NBA playoff history, maybe, by a number one seed in a game 7. And now the state of Arizona has replaced, well, and Phoenix specifically, has replaced Atlanta as the number one poverty city for sports. NBA post-game press conferences, I would pay $5-$10 at the beginning of the playoffs to be able to watch them all. Like, they could charge for this, but I'm happy that they give it away for free. And Pat Bev was on ESPN today on First Take, Get Up Everything, and he came in there. Dude, he came in hot, boy. And the Chargers released a schedule video, which is, I mean, it upped the Rams draft video. It was outstanding. And Mike Budenholzer, the coach for the Milwaukee Bucks, he should be thanking the Phoenix Suns for what they did last night, because the heat is off of his back, and he's the one who should be taking a lot of this heat for his team losing to the Boston Celtics. So we will start, though, with Ralph Amston, who is a, if anybody knows Ralph, he is Phoenix to his core. He went to Arizona State. He loves the Diamondbacks. He loves the Phoenix Suns. I mean, just loves them to his core. Loves the Arizona Cardinals. And Ralph, now the city of Phoenix has replaced the city of Atlanta as the most poverty-based, as the most poverty sports city. Because Atlanta, prior to winning the championship in baseball last year, the last time that they had been close, they blew World Series leads. The Atlanta Falcons, we know their history. 28-3, and then also couldn't even really get back to the playoffs after that. And the Atlanta Hawks,
they came close to an NBA Finals run last year.
Yeah, and then what happened this year in the play-in game? It was just atrocious. So, but the city of Phoenix with Arizona State's just absolute failure and disaster. And if we even include the state of Arizona, Tucson, which is on the rise right now, still, if you just look at where it's been the last 5-10 years, terrible. The Diamondbacks, what the hell are they since Randy Johnson? And the Arizona Cardinals can't win after week 7. So what do you have to say for yourself? What do you have to say for the city of Phoenix? What do you have to say for your Phoenix Suns, who scored 27 points at halftime in a game 7 of a series after dominating the NBA all year?
Well, thanks for that introduction. I appreciate it. I'll say this. I spent the last 8 days getting my ass kicked by COVID in a million different ways. No lung stuff. Very grateful for that. No respiratory issues, but it was a rough last 8 days. But a lot of the terrible feelings brought on by COVID seemed kind of familiar to me. And I think I'm just now realizing that it's the life as an Arizona sports fan prepared me for the misery of COVID-19. Between what happened to Arizona State in front of the 1996 Rose Bowl team against Washington State, against a first time ever head coach last year, with the Arizona Diamondbacks losing, I think, 110 games last year, the Arizona Coyotes don't have a stadium and play in a 5,000 seat arena. A professional hockey team plays in a 5,000 seat arena, like a high school.
Are you serious?
Football stadium. Yes. Yes. What the Suns did last night, I've never seen anything like that. And the collapse of the Cardinals, followed by the contract dispute of their quarterback. It is it's brutal. Now I do enjoy, like, the Suns are relevant. I'll take that every time over 2010 to 2019 of making the Western Conference Finals and then following it up with 10 straight years of not going to the playoffs and a 5-year period of averaging like 22 wins. I will take this any day of the week, but. Okay, I understand the level of copium that you've been doing as a Lakers fan. I was saying, like, oh, I'd rather not make the playoffs than get embarrassed and have everybody talking about us. But no, I lived that life for a decade. I would much rather be in the conversation. I would rather neither one of those two things, but complete irrelevance is definitely worse than having to talk about an abject failure the next morning.
Okay, so let's look at just the raw numbers. The score was 57-27 at halftime, and Luka had 27 points too.
Right.
It was absolutely gross.
It'd be pretty painful to be a team that passed on him.
Instead
drafted somebody who scored 5 points.
Yeah, and that you only played 17 minutes. So, and in that, Devin Booker, 3-for-14, 0-for-4 from 3, 11 points. Chris in 37 minutes. Chris Paul, 31 minutes. 4-for-8, 1-for-3 with 10 points. And he had 4 assists, and at least he didn't have a turnover, which was different. And when you think about what Chris Paul has done in his entire career, this 5-game stretch was like mind-blowing. He turned 37. Mind you, first 2 games of the series, 19 points, 3 rebounds, a block and a steal in a nice comfortable win. Game 2, 28 points, 8 assists. I mean, just absolute domination, 11 for 16. Then came 12 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 7 turnovers. And you're like, okay, that's an aberration. Next game, 5 points, foul out. Next game, 7 points, 10 assists, 4 turnovers. This ain't like Chris Paul. And then you're like, okay, he'll figure it out in game 6, right? Nope. Nope. Bad game. 13 points, 5 turnovers, 4 assists. And then you're like, 10 points, 4 assists, and a steal. And in the closeout game, I could not have possibly imagined what the hell is going on with CP3, because I don't think he's ever had a 5-game bad stretch like that in his entire career. So did he get old, or did Jason Kidd just break him? Like, one of the all-time great point guards put together a puzzle that Chris Paul couldn't crack.
I think there's a few things going on here. He played a lot of games this year. He's probably a little bit worn down and beat up, like everybody is in the playoffs. I think that the New Orleans Pelicans had some success against Chris Paul pressuring him from the moment that the ball was inbounded. Yeah. And that is something that Dallas continued upon starting from game 3 on. They were having a lot of success, the Suns were, with the pick and roll. And for some reason, that discontinued. So whatever the Mavs did to take the Suns out of that part of their game plan, they deserve credit for. And then making him work on the defensive end so that there's absolutely no time off. Luka Doncic, they kept running switches so that you would get a 6'7", 230-pound Luka on Chris Paul. And then they have Jalen Brunson back him down in the paint. There was a couple of games there where the refs were muddying things up, which is what made Game 7 so wild, because you had 6 straight games where the whistle was out way too much on both sides. Yeah. I'm not attacking the officiating for one side or another. I'm saying that the officials had muddied up the series for 6 games, and then last night they let them play. There had to be less fouls last night. I mean, I haven't even checked the stats, and I will tell you that there were way less fouls last night than there were in any other game in this series. So when you kind of just let them go,
there was no reason to call fouls. Like the Phoenix Suns, JJ Redick brought up a great point today that I thought was very interesting, was that the Phoenix Suns aren't built to win in the playoffs. And by that, they were saying that the NBA is based upon, like, coaches, they want free throws, layups, and 3-pointers.
Right.
And Phoenix is built on mid-range game. And if you can keep Chris Paul off the elbows, which is what the Mavericks did, keep him off the elbows and keep Devin Booker on those dribble handoffs, blitz him, then you negate their ability to score. And Ayton doesn't go into contact, you know, and try to drive get fouls and free throws.
Correct.
And neither they don't have anybody that does that on a regular basis that continually puts pressure on the rim. And they were bottom three. They were 15 out of 16 playoff teams in terms of average 3-point attempts and average free throw attempts per game. And that makes a losing proposition in the playoffs.
I guess this whole built for the playoffs or not built for the playoffs thing, like the Phoenix Suns won 4 playoff series in the last 2 years. So really the only team that is built for the playoffs is the one that wins.
No, I guess, absolutely is what we're saying. Not.
And so hold on. The Phoenix Suns are not physical on the offensive end. They are physical on the defensive end. So this gives you this weird skew of why everybody's always shooting more free throws than them. The Phoenix Suns believe in sharing. They believe in clean, open shots. It's like the most beautiful high school offense you've ever seen, right? They have the ability to shoot three-pointers at volume, but they would rather take higher percentage shots. There was all these people praising them for having eight straight playoff games shooting 50% or above. We keep calling Chris Paul a bum for the way that he played in the playoffs this year. The man shot almost 60% from the field for the entire playoffs. Like, he finished at 56% even after the clunker that – so, like, that everything that they're trying to do is get the highest percentage shot. That's fine when it works and when the other team isn't raining down three-pointers on you because you can't close out and guard the perimeter. And so the Phoenix Suns were throwing everything they possibly could at the wall. They Biombo got minutes when he wasn't even playing in the previous series. Campaign got benched. Like, they were trying. The truth
Except
of the matter is
benching Chris Paul. That after four straight bad games, like, if it started out bad in game seven, Monty Williams might should have said, "All right, man, I gotta go with an extreme example." Well, like I have to try something else. But
yeah, let's talk about Chris Paul for a second, about how awful he was in the last five games. Because we're talking about somebody who dropped 20 in the fourth quarter of game two, went 14 for 14 on the game, put up a historic performance.
Yeah, happened for five consecutive games?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you have a guy who's out there averaging 9.6 assists a game, right?
Yep.
And we're all talking about how terrible he looked, right?
Yep.
9.6 assists a game. We're all talking about the fact that he was just a bum, right? He went out there and put up Pat Bev's career stats, and we are all talking about how Chris Paul is a bum. And I want that to be just on the record as we move into our next segment, that somebody who went out and averaged 9-6 in the playoffs over a five-game span is being called an absolute loser, washed-up joke of a basketball player, and we're all wondering what happened to him. And that's the best that Patrick Beverley has to offer.
All right. So check this out. First thing is, I want to go back a second. At the beginning of this basketball season, do you remember on one of our shows, we were talking about your Phoenix Suns?
Yes.
And what did I say about them, about watching them?
Probably some Laker fan hater shit. You're gonna have to refresh my memory.
I was like, dude, nobody cares about the Phoenix Suns. They're not worth watching at this point. That
apparently that's not true. With the amount of slander that I've seen, apparently someone cares.
Okay. So the thing is that I said that the Phoenix Suns are a good basketball team. But they are, like, they're not noteworthy enough until they do something noteworthy. Like, they got to get over the hump, and they haven't been able to do it. And even another loss in the finals would have made them like, yo, like, let's go. It's the poor performances and the losses. Now, Pat Bev, your boy, was on, and I cannot believe I'm getting ready to defend Pat Bev, because you got on here already slandering the great Pat Bev.
Hey, the one thing that any NBA player over the last decade will tell you is it's not that hard to defend Pat Bev. So you're going to have an easy time here.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. So Pat Bev said, now let's go over these things, that Monty Williams should have taken CP3 out and, you know, figured out a different rotation, especially in game 7. Do you agree with that or not?
Yes, I absolutely agree that if they're attacking you on defense literally every single time down the floor and you're not actually running the offense that got you there, that there's not really reason for you to be on the floor at that point.
Okay. Now the next thing is, so is Chris Paul at this point in time in his career an upper tier defender? The answer is no, Ralph. The answer is
definitely not against Luka.
No. But against a lot of against especially taller guards, he's no, because he was when he was younger, especially when the NBA skewed younger. I mean, skewed smaller at the point guard position. He was a nuisance on defense. All NBA.
He's like top five all time in steals.
Yeah. Like
Which you can do in your prime. We talk about like John Stockton was that dude too.
Yeah. He was a really good defender. But at this point in time in his career, people are not afraid of Chris Paul on the defensive end, right? Would you agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he said he talked to other NBA players that said that they were not afraid of Phoenix. I don't think anybody was afraid of Phoenix. I was concerned about – I didn't even have Phoenix making the Western Conference Finals. Okay. So, and a lot of other people didn't too. So while you're trying to slander Pat Beverly, is there anything that Pat Beverly said that was not true?
He's not a traffic cone. He's not a traffic cone. He said that Chris Paul was a traffic cone. If you watch this series, here's one thing I'll give Pat Beverly credit for. He said that Chris Paul should have gotten more foul calls because he does foul on the defensive end. Like he takes a lot of swings, and he did hit Brunson in the head and they didn't call that, but that's part of Jalen Brunson throwing his head back, kind of the way that Devin Booker always throws his head back. You do that so many times and you know the refs catch on, so it is what it is. But I agree. Pat Beverly said that Chris Paul is overly physical on the defensive end for the amount of like fouls that are actually called against him, but he is out there trying. Like he did go body to body with Luka. He did go body to body with Jalen Brunson for the whole series. It wasn't like it was their best offensive option to go at him, but it's not like he made it easy. It's not like he was a sieve or something like that. And the idea that but that couple of things that Pat Bev said got on my nerves when he was just like, you know, I go out there and I flop around and everything like that and they don't respect it, you know, but he does it and he gets all the calls. That's because you're not good. Like, in relation to 9-time All-NBA Chris Paul, you don't belong in that conversation.
Chris okay, Paul
but,
gave
but,
you.
But is it Chris a Paul foul call gave supposed Patrick to be a foul Beverly. Call?
Chris Paul gave Patrick Beverly 41 points on a broken wrist to close him out last year, and Patrick Beverly's been mad about it ever since. Patrick Beverly shoved him in the back after the game was over.
Correct.
Because of his feelings. And he has been sitting on his own couch because the Minnesota Timberwolves celebrated their championship in the play-in game. He has been sitting on his couch waiting for the opportunity to talk about somebody better than him. And I want to say that I understand
it. Like Birdman, like,
yes. And the game is the game. The game is the game. When you're on this level of stage, when you are relevant, people are going to slander you. Patrick Beverly gets it all the time. There's been a lot of opportunities to make fun of him. Russell Westbrook famously made him the butt of a joke that just won't go away. I respect Patrick Beverly for going out there and giving it his all every time. I do think he's an asset to the right team. However, he just doesn't belong in the same conversation with Chris Paul, and he can't square that in his mind.
Talk about Chris Paul on television in an honest way.
I agree. The game is the game. And here, to make a point, who is the baddest TV character of all time? Of all time.
Charles, no. In terms of players?
No, like the most hardcore TV character of all time, the one that you respect the most, the baddest man to ever grace a TV screen. I'm thinking about an HBO show.
Is it not
Omar?
Oh, yeah. Right. Omar from the Wire. I thought you were talking about sports.
No. The baddest man to ever grace a television screen. Probably Omar from the Wire.
Yeah.
What happened to Omar?
Omar got killed.
By who?
What was his name? Mike?
A child.
Yes.
A little child in a gas station. And the game is the game. So Patrick Beverly is the little child in the gas station this morning. Getting his shots off. It doesn't make him somebody.
Oh, you don't think he's Omar?
Do Patrick Beverly is Omar? No. The game is the game. And the baddest man in the streets got his because he's 0-8 in game sevens in his career. Patrick Beverly is the little kid in the gas station. That's who he is.
Okay, but Chris Paul is not Omar. Chris Paul's not Omar. Omar was robbing people, taking everybody else's stuff. Oh, Chris Paul gets robbed in the playoffs. I'm a Chris Paul fan. So if it hurts me to say these things, you know what I mean? It hurts me to say these things. But the reality is Chris Paul not getting a championship and only one shot at a championship has been due to two things. One, he's gotten hurt at some very inopportune times. And number two, he's had some very bad performances when it mattered the most. So Patrick Beverly was 100%. I mean, like there was some animosity and personal stuff surrounding what he said today, right? Like there was
because he got a 41 piece from somebody who was 36 and had a broken wrist.
But he wasn't wrong about some of the stuff that he said, or the majority of stuff. Like it came from a place of malice a little bit, but he wasn't lying. If that makes it like, so you can say, and it be clear like, oh, he has a problem with Chris Paul. He don't like this, but at the same time say, find the lie.
Yeah. So as
an Arizona person, a Phoenix guy,
yep. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about being the most poverty city, sports city in the country right now?
It's not an enviable position to be leading into the 3 months of the year that are all 120 degrees every day. It's not necessarily the most fun thing, but it is what it is.
So do you have an expectation for disappointment now?
An expectation for disappointment? No. And I think that if I expected to feel like this, that it wouldn't hurt as bad. And last night was pretty hurtful. It was pretty hurtful.
But Ralph, and he hung up on me.
I said, nope. And then you called back immediately because I knew I was going to have to. But I got people that I met at a family reunion one time. I got people that I went to junior college with in northern Wyoming reaching out to me. People I haven't talked to in 20 years.
They do wellness checks on you.
To the Suns. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is at least this morning I was grateful to have somewhere to channel my animosity, because I looked up Pat Bev's career stats, his career win shares, and the player that he draws the closest comparison to for the course of his career is Spud Webb. Spud Webb. And I just want to say it would be like Spud Webb coming out while he still had 1 or 2 years left in the tank and talking about how John Stockton was a bum.
No, you have nerve, sir. You have nerve trying to compare Patrick Beverly with Spud Webb.
That's because, the numbers. That's not me.
No, I know that that's what the NBA reference, that when you compare similar stats, that's what you get. But Pat Bev is a nuisance. Is a nuisance. He is a bothersome figure. And you cannot calculate his defense and his value to a team just strictly by the numbers. Very similarly, you cannot put Draymond Green or PJ Tucker's value just on numbers. Just on numbers. You can't put Jay Crowder's value just on numbers. Those are three other dudes who you cannot put their actual value based solely on numbers. So you have slandered Pat Beverly comparing him to Spud Webb.
You sound like me talking to my wife when it comes time to pay bills. Like, you can't solely quantify my value to this household based on numbers. I am a nuisance.
So now if you compare Draymond Green to everybody else in history, who does he compare to?
There's some Rodman there, probably.
No, but I mean Draymond on his career basically like a 7-7-7 guy.
Okay, yeah. So it's like a Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, but that doesn't fully compare, like that doesn't show his true intrinsic value to a team. PJ,
how does it not?
You don't, it doesn't factor into his defense, his ability to guard multiple positions that allows you to play small. He's essentially a point guard on the field. I mean, on the court, his toughness, his leadership, his everything that he adds. Same with PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker's stats do not tell the value of how valuable PJ Tucker is. Would you agree with that?
Well, first of all, nobody is scoring 41 on PJ Tucker or Draymond Green with a broken wrist. Nobody.
Kevin Durant gave PJ Tucker the blues last year. The absolute blues.
He's 7 inches taller. It's like Luca. I don't know what to tell you, Paul. There's not.
I don't know what to tell you.
And also, PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker is an effort guy. He also doesn't belong in a conversation about. I watched PJ Tucker. He was part of that Suns 10-year period where we were the worst team in the league. There are certain players that, when you plug into a healthier situation, play a fantastic role.
Yep.
Patrick Beverley was really good for the Minnesota Timberwolves this year. He got them all the way to what, the 9th seed? Congratulations.
No, he got them in the playoffs, and okay. He got them. And
all I know, all I know, for the all I know,
and all it is too.
All I know is if the Suns were down 40 in the third quarter against the Timberwolves and not the Mavericks, I still would have been actively watching that game, because we saw what the Timberwolves did with Leeds this year.
Well, listen, I am. Cannot believe I had to defend the indefensible Patrick Beverly, the incomparable Patrick Beverly, and how dare
you. Do you think he's a top 40 combo guard in the NBA?
Top 40? Yes, bro. How dare you slander him like that? Top 40? Yes, he's top 40 guard in the NBA.
Okay, let me narrow it down a little bit more to make it harder to answer that question.
Okay.
Do you think he's a top 39 combo guard in the NBA?
Yes, he's a top. Dude, you hate him so much because he's picking the truth. Because you can't watch television or open Twitter right now without seeing Pat Bev eviscerating your Phoenix Suns. But they earned it. They earned it. They were jumping around happy all year. Like, yeah, it's our time. We're ramping up for the playoffs. Best record ever. We flipped the record. And now you're flipping your ass to Cancun. All right.
Would you can you play GM for a second for me?
Okay.
Chris Paul's got 3 years, $90 million left. I think the you say gone now?
I'm trading him.
Right now?
I'm trading him.
Okay. DeAndre Ayton is a restricted free agent. Do you let people try to make offers for him and match, or do you lock him up?
Lock him up. Lock him up.
Okay.
But we gotta have a conversation about you getting to the free throw line, homeboy. Like, I want you here. You're clearly a valuable asset. I'm going to give you your coins because you work hard. You show up. You didn't make noise about the contract. I'm rewarding you for that. But I need you to figure out how to get to the free throw line, homeboy.
Wait a minute. Why do I get a sneaking suspicion that you say that you would trade Chris Paul because you would trade him because the contracts align with Westbrook and you want him on the Lakers?
No, his contract doesn't align with Westbrook's. Westbrook is on a 1 year, $47 million deal. Chris
the Paul's totals? I thought the 1 years have to match up within 10% or whatever.
Yeah, I thought Chris Paul was I thought this was the last year of his deal, and then he's in the 30s for the next 2 years. I'm sorry.
Would you rather have Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook?
Chris Paul.
Would you rather have Chris Paul in this playoffs who averaged 17 and 10 or Pat Bev in this playoffs who averaged 9 and 4?
Pat Bev.
You're insane.
Oh, man. No, actually, I'd just rather have Pat Bev in this series. Not in the first one. Give me Chris Paul until game three, and then I'll take Pat Bev. Because, I mean, Chris Paul's wins above replacement for the last five games had to be, like, negative.
Are we ever going to have another Western Conference Finals for the next 10 years without Luka in it?
Unless they bump into the Warriors first. Nope. Oh, but also, Frank Ntilikina, after entering the Mavericks rotation, held Chris Paul and Devin Booker to 3-for-40 shooting when he was matched up on them. 3-for-40. Just saying. All right.
That's tough to score on somebody when you don't know how to pronounce their last name.
Ntilikina. Yeah. Ntilikina. No, Ntilikina. I pronounced it like I used to call Fred Van Fleet.
That's what I'm saying is Devin Booker's out there and all these consonants are flying at him and he doesn't know what to do with the ball.
All right. Now, the post-game press conferences in the NBA, these are gold, Ralph. I would, if they charged $5-$10 for you to be able to watch the entire ones, I would watch them, dude. They are absolutely outstanding. They are full of bad questions, good questions, questions that frustrate people, you know, get people upset. Dude, it is a soap opera at the press conference from one game to the next. I love it. As soon as the games are over, I'm like, ooh, YouTube, House of Highlights, let me see what's happening.
I get very frustrated by the post-game press conferences, especially by NBA beat reporters who sound like they've never had a conversation with a real human being in their lives. Like, an NBA beat reporter is not the most prestigious job in the entire world. You're not a brain surgeon or whatever, but you're at the highest level of your profession. You follow an NBA team around. The responsibility of your profession is pretty much threefold, right? You need to get to know the team, develop sources, everything like that. You got to write the stories. You got to deliver. And then the third part of it is you have to be able to formulate questions
that will allow for players to open up so that you can create content from that. If you only had three responsibilities in your job and one of them you had no ability to do whatsoever, that would be crazy to me. It's like a three-legged stool. You can't just go out there with two legs. You got these NBA beat reporters and these post-game press conferences sounding like a man who hasn't been on a date in 40 years trying to talk to a woman. It is brutal. They asked Drew Holiday – or not Drew – yeah, Drew Holiday. Yesterday, Drew Holiday took a question that was just like, oh, man, they made 50 more three-pointers than you guys over the course of the series. You went 0 for 6 today. Talk about how bad you are at that.
Exactly.
Like, what do you – Giannis got up there on the podium after losing. The defending champs go down. Giannis gets up there on the podium, and somebody asked him, and I'm barely paraphrasing this, you spent 7 years losing, then you won. Now you're back to losing. What's that like?
Well. In that case, do you know what his answer should have been? First of all, we just won last year, and I did a show with Dan Beyer on Fox yesterday. Dan's a huge Bucks fan. They lost while we were on air, and he was like, "Ah, it's all right. We won last year." And I was like, oh, spoken like a true poverty fan. Like, you win one, you're good for a minute. But what should have actually been said is that Mike Budenholzer, their head coach, is a liability.
Arizona boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were slandering Coach Bud.
Yeah.
I was about to celebrate
him. More Arizona poverty. So
damn it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, Mike Budenholzer, by all accounts, if they had lost in Game 7 in the second round of the playoffs last year, was probably going to be fired, right?
We had talked about that, yes.
So, and then Giannis went God mode. Plus, there were eight, and that Game 7 was against Brooklyn. James Harden got hurt in that series. And Kyrie Irving got hurt too, I believe. So if they don't have those injuries, it's a legit, even with James Harden, who is not built out of championship stuff, they still would have probably beat the Bucks. And that's because Mike Budenholzer has one style of play. And he's like, this is what we do. We're sticking with it. While other coaches, like Ime Udoka, who's a fantastic coach.
He is good.
Is making game time adjustments. Like, not just so he came in with a game plan. He's like, this ain't working. Let's switch this up. Switches it up. Ends up going crazy on you. And Budenholzer's got no answers except falling on the damn ground after George Hill gets called for an offensive foul. The game was already over at that point, homeboy. And it is like, Giannis, go save us. This was as bad as watch of a coaching performance as watching Steve Nash coach the Brooklyn Nets this last year. It was horrendous in the playoffs.
What?
Which part of that don't you agree with?
The part where they're missing.
Was Steve Nash not terrible?
Well, first of all, everything about the Nets is terrible. Yes, he was.
Okay.
But we're talking about taking the team that swept that team to seven games without ever once during the series having your second leading scorer, and the fact that your GM didn't find a way to hold on to PGA Tucker last year.
They could have won this series without Chris Middleton. Even if Mike Budenholzer had been a better coach. That's the point, is that Mike Budenholzer continuously gets saved because he's got the best player on the planet. If you trade Tyronn Lue, Eric Spoelstra, Greg Popovich, Ime Udoka, and about three other dudes, if you trade them for Mike Budenholzer, you get a win. I might even go so far to say Doc Rivers.
Come on now. He has a championship. He has a championship.
Where the most all-stars have missed playoff games in the history of the NBA. In that year, yes. Yes, he did get a championship. And Giannis went stupid. Like 40 and like averaging almost 40 points, 16, 17 rebounds. Come on, man.
He made the Hawks relevant. He took the Bucks to the next level. He's got a championship.
He was going to get fired last year.
And then what happened? They won a championship and they played the Boston Celtics tough, and the Boston Celtics are a better team.
And right all now. That did was give him a reprieve, and then he'll be fired in two more years.
The Boston Celtics
now get a good coach.
That's fine. I think that everybody should always be looking to upgrade, if possible, in any situation that might give them the edge. But the idea that he's not part of the reason why the Hawks were good, the idea that he's not part of the reason, I do think that he elevates them to a certain level.
He's not a bad coach. Like, so I don't want that to be mistaken. He's not a bad coach.
I do. Going back to the press conference thing, I did respect Giannis's patience and the way that he answered that question. He's like, you know, we're going to be back. Every year that we lost, we learned. Every year that we lost, we learned. And as tough as this loss is to take, we're going to learn from this one. And what's weird is I don't know why Giannis's answer there made me feel inspired, but when the Suns came out and said the same thing after getting blown out by 50, I was like,
because you know that Chris Paul is old. That's why. And that's
yeah, scary. But I'm not like all these Devin Booker haters out there. I don't believe that Chris Paul is the one that enabled Devin Booker to win. I think that he's on a certain trajectory.
Okay. Okay.
Would you agree? And I think that what they're going to have to come to grips with in Phoenix.
Okay.
What they're going to have to come to grips with in Phoenix is when you watch Luka go out there and just shoot the ball, because your superstar can will you to a hot start, right?
Yep.
That's okay to have Devin Booker do. Not every look has to be wide open. He can play a little bit of hero ball sometimes. It doesn't have to be Harden. He doesn't have to go out there and get 38 because he can. We know that he can, right?
I don't think that. See, here's my issue with Devin Booker. I think he's a fabulous player. I think he's a tough cover. I think he's a dog, you know, except for here when he was playing like a light skin.
Shout out to your boy KJ for it was weird to watch him fish for calls.
Yeah,
it felt uncharacteristic, and he spent the last five games of this series out there throwing his head back for no reason.
He needs to go get buckets, dude. Like, go get buckets. And I wonder at times, because he is kind of limited athletically compared to some players, right? Like, he's a good player, but he's not the most explosive. He's not the most, you know what I mean? Like, he's just not.
No, so he's a B plus. If you know what an A looks like in those categories, agility, athleticism, you look at him and say, like, he's good, but he's not
elite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've ever watched Ja Morant play basketball,
yeah,
it's hard to call anyone else an athlete.
Yes, yes. You're like, they're both NBA players. They're both really good, but one athletically is not like the other. Now, Chris Paul's not an athletic phenom either, but he's also one of the greatest point guards of all time. Magic Johnson, not that either. So it doesn't mean that limits your like where you can end up. But if you can combine both of those things, now you got something now that's the difference between Kobe Bryant and Devin Booker, because people were comparing Kobe to Devin Booker. If Devin Booker had Kobe's athleticism, I think you could get some of the same results, but he just doesn't have that. So I wonder if that can be actually it. All right. Final thing up today, the LA Chargers. They upped the ante on the Rams by making an anime video about the NFL schedule release. It was absolutely awesome. It included trolls about everybody. We'll play you a little bit of a clip. So for those who were listening, part of the video, they put up the Cleveland Browns week 4, and they put up like a PSA, like, oh, we can't talk about this for our lawyers told us not to talk about this about the Browns. A level troll. And then they put a picture of a Jaguar dressed up in what Urban Meyer had on when he was at the bar with that young lady, when he was a little bit handsy in a bar at the same time. It looks very similar to the situation, just without all the rest of the people. That was fantastic. This was A-plus level by the Chargers. I thought that the Rams video that they did for the draft, I loved it, but I thought it was corny because they were like, F them picks first off, and they didn't pick until number 104. So like you spent more money on the video than you're going to spend in guaranteed money on your draft picks. So yeah, but this Chargers video, A+.
They have been the best social media team in all of sports for a while now. And they did their annual opponents as Pop-Tarts release earlier in the day. So people were already laughing that they compared the Arizona Cardinals to like strawberry mini crisps because of Kyler Murray's height. and my personal favorite, the Indianapolis Colts, were a Pop-Tart box of filled with other Pop-Tart boxes, just empty boxes. Like, all that was really funny. And so people were like, oh, man, the Chargers are still really on their game. This is the best social media team. Not knowing that they still had this bullet in the chamber.
Yes.
Like, that they put out an incredibly well-done anime video about their schedule. And there were like, there's like 20 things about it that were amazing. The Atlanta Falcons Waffle House, 28% off three waffles, the 28 yes. to three reference.
Yes.
They skewered Kyler Murray and deleting his Instagram posts. The week three, Justin Herbert versus Patrick Mahomes kaiju fight. Like, that was cool. The Browns lawyer thing, Urban Meyer in an empty London pub with, I don't know if you saw this, but in the background,
it was on a game TV, on. I didn't know what game it was, though.
It was Philip Rivers' 91-yard touchdown, like game-winning pass against the Jags, I think.
Oh.
It was like, dude, there's the amount of levels to it. The Raiders being trash, the let Russ cook in the first one, and then the stadium burning down
in the second at the one, end. Yes.
Yeah, the Legion of Boom graveyard. It was just from top to bottom. It was incredible. Brandon Staley looking like an anime kid next to Andy Reid, who had a cheeseburger in the press conference and a Hawaiian shirt on. Top to bottom, incredible. I mean, all to probably go 7-10 again this year. However, you definitely always, and they've had the best social media since Twitter was invented. Have you ever seen the PF Chang's tweets?
No.
I will find those for you. So, like,
I need to follow the Chargers, because I was scrolling through their Pop-Tarts tweets. Dude, they did the Atlanta Falcons so dirty, because they gave everybody else Pop-Tart boxes except for the 49ers.
Great value pomegranate?
Yes, they gave them great value. So they gave them the off-brand and the 49ers.
The funniest one.
The Fiverr one.
The funniest one was the Seahawks. It said black coffee flavored Pop-Tarts
yes.
with a picture of DK Metcalf. So that was taken by the Black Twitter community as blatant racism.
Oh my God. No,
but it's in reference to DK his diet. Metcalf.
Talking about his diet.
Right. It's like the most quote tweeted one on there. It's like, wait, what do you mean by that? But I don't know. I really enjoyed the Chargers social media. They make everybody up their game, which is really cool. You saw NFL teams all over, you know, doing different social media stuff. What's weird is I always end up enjoying the growth of the NFL while at the same time being kind of mad about it. And so, like, the schedule release day being its whole own super entertaining thing, on the heels of like five games being on Christmas and three games being on Thanksgiving, with Saturday games this year and the fact that there's a full Thursday slate on Amazon, it's exhausting, but I love it. It's like my kids. I love it.
they're exhausting, but I love
it. I love it. I will always take more time with my kids. More time is always better than less time. But also, oh my God, give me some space sometime, somewhere. Yep. Please, please, please stop. Like, your toys are in every room of my house. There's jelly on every surface of everything that I touch. Like, I love my kids more than anything, but I need some time and space for my other interests. Bro. And I don't know. That's the way I feel about the expansion of the NFL.
Oh my God, bro. And the worst part is, I 100% agree with you, and I keep signing up for more stuff. They just asked me to help coach Caden's tackle football team. This is first year playing tackle football. And he was like, Daddy, can you please coach my team?
Oh, man.
I wanted to say no.
I'm excited for Coach Reister. That's going to be...
Oh, no, I've coached his flag football team. Like, he already knows how this goes down. But kind of excited about the. I'm getting ready to go. After we get off of here, I got to order his pads and his helmet. Like, because we don't take the team issue.
Oh, okay, Antonio.
How is that? I just want his little noggin protected.
I know. I understand. I completely understand what you're saying. I'm just sometimes it might look to other people that diva parenting, but
how
not
would they
me.
Even know? Because how would they know? They'll never know. His helmet's going to look the exact same as everybody else's. I mean, pretty much. It's going to have the exact logos, the exact, you know, all that.
They're not going to be like little University of Oregon holograms. Did I tell you one time I asked Mark Helfrich when he was still coach of Oregon?
He is going to be playing for the LA City Ducks. And you know their uniforms look exactly like Oregon. So I actually have to come with a real authentic.
I asked Mark Helfrich one time, I was interviewing him, and I said, do you guys have any like unique uniform reveals for this upcoming season? I wasn't asking him for spoilers because obviously they're not going to do that. That's not how Nike and Oregon work. Like, they want the big reveal. They want everybody on game day to be like cookies and cream. Yeah. Like that's how Oregon works. Right. Like, but I just wanted him to like, give me a hint on if something big was coming. And his response was, if you're asking if we're going to have clear helmets, the answer is no. And I walked away from it like, are they going to have clear helmets? Like, could you imagine Oregon going out there with just like glass?
Yes, I can.
All the way around, like completely see-through?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And I'm going to pitch it. All right.
Oh, man.
You guys, that's Reister or Wrong. I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amson. Peace out. Catch you guys later.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.